VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. If you've ever wondered about your fellow sellers' offline lives, what they do when they're not selling on eBay, you're going to love eBay Sellers Unplugged. Rob Levchik is a senior content manager and editor-in-chief, and he joins us to talk about this. Now, Rob, just what do you mean by eBay Sellers Unplugged?
Griff, first, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate the opportunity. eBay Sellers Unplugged, just to kind of back up a couple of steps, I'm sure most of the folks out there are very aware that when we typically do an eBay seller story, they can be a lot more utilitarian in nature. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a bad way at all, because they're incredibly helpful. They're stories of success of other sellers selling on eBay, what they've done with their businesses, and the kinds of successes they've had, with the hope to either inform, inspire, or enable other sellers to be able to go out and do the same thing. You know, here's how Timmy or Tina were able to have success in their sales, and here's how the implied story is there, how you could do that as well. People love those stories. There's definitely a place for them out there. But eBay Sellers Unplugged is a different animal for sure. We didn't want to make more of those stories, as great as they are. We wanted to do something that was truly unique. So these are stories about the interesting aspects of sellers' lives when they're not selling on eBay, or as we're terming it, when they're essentially unplugged from the system. So you can think of them as sort of a behind-the-scenes stories about eBay sellers, but really interesting scenes.
We're supposed to be unplugged from eBay?
Occasionally, it's okay.
So why is eBay focusing on what sellers are doing in their spare time?
So it's a great question, and part of it is because of what I said previously, that we've already done a fantastic job at telling stories about sellers while they are selling. So we felt these stories would be unique in that regard, and if you think about it, it's also uniquely eBay as well. Behind every product, for the most part, there's a person, and this is a marketplace. It's not some faceless retailer that our customers are dealing with. And as we suspected when we started going out there and doing a little investigation, these people are incredibly interesting, and they're doing some incredibly interesting things. We've known that sellers are passionate about their eBay business and what they're selling on eBay, but now we're finding out they've got some other passions that we didn't know so much about. And in many instances, they're incredibly talented to boot.
Where do we find these eBay Sellers Unplugged?
So our URL is ebay.com/unplugged. When you go there, you'll be directed to our website. It has a list of all the existing stories. Folks are able to either subscribe, and when you subscribe, you essentially get an email. When we publish a new story, they'll be notified. Obviously, as I mentioned, the actual stories are there themselves for folks to read. And if you are a seller and you do something incredibly interesting in your spare time that you think would be viable for this series of stories, then definitely submit it. We're always looking for more stories.
So, Rob, of the stories that you've managed to find to date and you've published, what are some of the more intriguing or interesting ones, or the ones that may have surprised you?
Well, they're all surprising in their own way, quite honestly, but probably the one that is the most surprising to me and was the most interesting is we actually have an eBay seller who's a ghost hunter on the side. So he and his wife go out and literally hunt ghosts. And in the process of interviewing him and writing the story, our writer, Shauna, actually went from skeptic to believer. She was incredibly impressed by the scientific approach that he took, which I think took her a little off guard. She was expecting someone who's a little bit more out there, I think.
I see one. I went there, too. It's Sellers Unplugged, eBay.com, sellersunplugged.com. But it also, if you just type in sellersunplugged.com, it goes there.
Just so it does.
Just so you know, yeah.
That's correct.
Without the www dot or the eBay even being there.
I have a few keystrokes, that's right.
So I see one, reviving bluebirds. This wildlife superhero spends his free time hovering over the once endangered bluebirds of Kalamazoo.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's very
nice. And it shows a picture of five beautiful eggs, bluebird eggs. They're blue, by the way, in a nest. Kind of cool. And, oh, I see the one about the ghosts.
Yeah, paranormal activity. Yeah. So if you're reading this and you're a seller and you say, hey, I've got a very, what I think might be an interesting story. Again, how do people contact you to be considered for inclusion?
So right on, if you go to ebay.com/unplugged, or as Lee said, sellersunplugged.com, they both wind up in the same place. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a little flag, and it says, Sellers, Submit Your Own Story. Click there. There's a short form for them to fill out.
Oh, yeah.
Get their information in the mix.
So you're actually looking for what makes them tick off of eBay. You know, could be a hobby. It could be their career. It could be something they do for the community. Anything of interest.
Yeah, and anything of interest, then times 10. We're looking for some truly unique or quirky type tales, because honestly, we just feel that it's a much better, more interesting read that way. So, for example, if your unplugged activity is knitting, that's fantastic, but we probably wouldn't do a story. But if you happen to knit while you're hang gliding, then we've got something.
Yeah. Knit while you're hand gliding. Make a note to self.
Bucket list. Knit while I'm hand gliding.
Right, okay. So you don't pay attention to that oncoming rock.
Right. Not
knit one pearl. It. Ow! One of our board members, purveyor of all things creative, says that she was featured in Sellers Unplugged as well. So,
yes, absolutely. That's Charlene Anderson, and you know, I learned something from that story. I realized that there are 196 countries on this planet. I did not know that, but Charlene's been to over 100 of them, and in a very active way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she says that she's been spell shopping with witch doctors, shark diving, camel busting, sandboarding, you know, to name a few of the things that come up in the story. So
she's added 48 extra pages to her passport.
Her.
Yeah,
wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She's somebody who is well-rounded. I think being a traveler does that to you.
Well, you know, this is all I would assume to let people know that they're real people behind those listings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, quite honestly. I mean, and that as well, we kind of wanted to stand out a little bit different from a lot of the other things that eBay produces, and we wanted just to create and tell fantastic stories that really could go toe-to-toe with any publication out there, from my perspective. We want to pick really, really interesting topics. We want to have fantastic writing. Every single word and sentence is painfully crafted, as the writers are used to now. They're with our back and forth. I think they've got some passion. You know, they love writing these types of stories, as you can imagine. So the passion comes through in these as you read them. But it really is about, to your point, about connecting them to the people on the other side of these products that we see on the platform.
My question would be, you got some great stories, and I'm sure you have more to come.
Absolutely, yes.
Have you received any submissions that we couldn't publish, that were intriguing, but probably not the right mix of what you're looking for?
So we're still at the sort of really early stages of this, Griff, and so we've received a lot of submissions. Some of them are more, you know, not quite as exciting as we're looking for.
Yeah, like a woman who knits while she pole dances.
Right, that wasn't quite. The hang gliding thing would work, but the pole dancing was not where we wanted to go. But, you know.
When I'm not selling on eBay, I'm a for-hire dominatrix.
Exactly.
I did not know that about you, Griff.
Well, you listen to this show, you'll learn a lot of things about me you probably didn't want to know. So
if someone thinks, can someone submit somebody else's name? Some people who are really interesting are shy, believe it or not. And they may feel that it's egoful to send in their story. Could we send in a story about someone else?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. At some point, we'd have to talk to them. But yeah,
of course.
If they're not into sort of promoting themselves, but they've got a fantastic story, absolutely. That form, just go ahead and fill out the information on the form, and it goes to our little editorial council, and we'll look through it and hopefully turn it into a fantastic story.
You know where you'd find a lot of stories?
Where?
At the eBay Radio Party and Conference. But...
She will miss
June 16th, 17th, and 18th in Las Vegas. But you guys are sending somebody.
We are indeed. Our writer, Shauna, is going to be down there talking to sellers. We'll actually have some of these stories printed out as well, be able to hand out and get the word out a little bit more about the program. But definitely, we're looking forward to having her meet and talk to a lot of the sellers down there.
Terrific. See, Griff?
What?
everybody's coming.
Yeah, everybody's coming to the party. I think somebody from either John or Marcia from Marcy from the pricing team, I think, are going to come now too. So there'll be no one here in San Jose.
We're going to have people from the mobile team. We've got lots of folks coming.
Jordan's
Community's going to be there. By the way, Community's going to do, I believe, the last session on Thursday, and they're going to, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do, but it's going to be Community. So we're having a lot of people there, and
yes,
it's good, Rob, that you're sending someone. We appreciate that. And we see Shauna's name all over the place.
Yes, yes, very prolific and a very talented writer. Very happy to have her working with us.
So, again, where do we find these interesting stories, and how can sellers submit their story ideas?
So just go to ebay.com/unplugged. That will redirect you to our website, and then on the very front page in the upper right-hand corner, you click on that little blue banner and fill out the form, and bingo, your story is submitted.
So the picture that you have on there is very interesting. It looks like someone's sculpting a human head.
It is. It's actually not one of our sellers. We had to get some imagery up there that sort of portrayed the kinds of activities, but you know, this woman is sculpting a giant human head.
Let's find her and make her sell on eBay.
Good.
Oh, we could do it from the other way. That's a good idea.
You ever wonder about the people in stock photographs? Like, who are they?
I do, unfortunately, I do.
And how old are they now?
Well, she's got a story. We could get her to sell on eBay. She'd say, you know, I make extra money posing for stock photos.
I like it.
Oh, Rob, thank you.
Hey, Rob, thanks for putting up with us. This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 99. Coming up next, getting to know your customers. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Endesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Endesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy FaceTime with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com for more information.